It was an early Monday morning. The power went out and all the clocks froze at 1:25 a.m. March 3rd, 2014 was a bitterly cold morning. The fire hydrant pumps were freezing. It was the fire of Dickinson Trinity Catholic Junior High and High School. I reminisced with the fire chief about this a couple of weeks ago. It began in the office vault. He reminded me there were 5 pumpers, 35 firemen fought for 40 hours to put out this fire. It was a $17 million fire, the largest payout of Catholic Mutual Insurance to date. The whole event became more dramatic when the federal ATF agency determined that it was arson. And the whole plot thickened more when our high school principal was arrested for starting the fire. He was charged, but never convicted. Almost 9 years later, the Dickinson Trinity arson fire is unsolved. I was chairman of the school board of directors at the time. Unfortunately, it's the wrong time to be chairman. I needed to show the public what happened. And a week after the fire, we took the media through our charred school, and these are the images of that news story. A week after that, we had to pay our employees. We had to pay our teachers. We had everything backed up, but there were 3 thumb drives that would have made everything easy. So I said, okay. So I went with one of my accountants, and I was armed with a pitchfork, and we went in and we found the thumb drives. She said, that drawer there, that drawer there, that drawer. By the way, the fire safes, the file cabinets, the fire file cabinets, they really do work. It was dark. It had an awful smell that I would imagine would be close to what hell would smell like. Anyway, we got to the source of the fire. She needed one more item in the bottom drawer, and I stirred some of the debris away to open this drawer, and a flame erupted, and then another flame. And then I panicked, and I tried to put it out, but the more I tried to put it out, the more oxygen I gave it, and we had another fire. Called 911. Fire department responded and foamed everything this time. Happens all the time, they said. But I was stunned. I was really shocked how after 2 weeks, what appeared to be dead debris or dead embers could be stirred into flame. I tell you this story because of today's second reading from Paul's letter to Timothy. Paul's second letter to Timothy is St. Paul's last letter that he wrote. And in this letter, he tells Timothy to stir into flame the gift of God he's received. What is this gift that Paul is referring to that Timothy needs to stir into flame? Well, it's the gift of his ordination, his vocation in the church, his place in the church, which we all have. It's his gift of his baptism. It's his gift of his faith. We can make an effort, my dear people, to stir into flame our gift of faith. We do it by living the life of the church, by the sacramental life, by prayer. And our parish works hard to stir into flame many of the gifts we have here at Corpus Christi. In about 7 to 10 days, you're going to receive in your home, all 2,450 homes will receive our autumn newsletter. And it will show you in a very beautiful way. We've designed it right in-house. I'm a visual teacher. It will show you how we have stirred into flame so much in our parish by your efforts and God's help. It will also show you how much of our parish needs to stir into flame a little more and to become more active. So we can stir into flame our gift of faith, but we also need to remember that our gift of faith can be stirred into flame by God. God works in very mysterious ways. If we're not so concerned about it, God will be. I've seen people's faith stirred into flame through illness, through hardship, through difficult times. I've seen people's faith stirred into faith through tragedy. Some tragedy makes people bitter. Some tragedy makes people better. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine this summer, and he was lamenting, and parents do lament this. He was describing how he gave his children everything that was good, a good upbringing, good education, Catholic education, faith. The children were involved in the church, serving, youth group. And now his children have nothing to do with the church. Parents grieve that. It's a loss to them. And you know what he said to me? He said, "Monsignor, maybe a hardship will bring them back." And I said, "That's a homily. Hardship can bring us back." So to all of you parents who are lamenting that, I want to tell you, don't lose heart. What seems to be dead debris of faith or dead embers can be stirred into flame by God's grace, maybe in a shocking way. We just pray for them, and you've done your job. Aside from faith, what else do we need to stir into flame? What relationships do we need to stir into flame? Or what hobbies? You know, about a year and a half ago, Beverly Everett, I think she was desperate. She asked me to play my trombone with the symphony on the 4th of July on the steps. We were playing 76 trombones. We were trying to get 76. I think we had 12, and we tried to sound like 76. You know, I hadn't played my trombone in years. And I started to practice, and after a couple weeks, I found myself online almost about to buy another trombone, and I already had two of them. I mean, we can stir into flame those gifts decades after we've neglected them. Golf. Bishops keep assigning priests to me that are fantastic golfers. Father Dosh, Father Obergewich, Father Grafsgaard hit the ball over 300 yards. I golf once or twice a year thinking I'm going to enjoy it when I go out. I need to stir into flame my golf career, if there's anything left to it, I don't know. What is it in your life? What is it in your life? All right, I'll have you on the ground in about 2 minutes. My Dalmatians, Romeo and Titus, my fire pups, they want to remind all of you that October is Fire Prevention Month. It's actually the 100th Fire Prevention Month in our country. They began in 1922. They began in 1922 to commemorate the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. When I got in from my work on Wednesday night, I turned on my TV in my house and channel 612 appeared. And there, Dr. Marilyn Snyder was her name. She's the director of the Bismarck State Historical Society, something like that. Anyway, she was giving a lecture on the fires of Bismarck. And I just stood in my kitchen for an hour and listened to this. She described the 1898 fire in Bismarck on August 8th. It wiped out 66 buildings and businesses. She described the Capitol fire in 1930. It happened conveniently on a holiday weekend on December 28th, 1930. It started conveniently on the first floor in the tax commissioner's office. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about the arson homily. Here we go. The Bismarck Tribune said that fire accomplished in 2 hours what two legislative sessions couldn't accomplish, and that's to build our capital, our new capital. $165,000 of that insurance payment disappeared to someone. And I told you my story. We do need to prevent fires. But I want all of you to remember, there are fires, a variety of them, we need to continue to stir up in our souls, in our lives, around those whom we live. What are they? What do we need to stir in our faith? What do we need to stir in our relationships? What do we need to stir in our hobbies while we can still do them? Amen.